I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
That's right, it is Bucket Strategy Investing. We welcome you back to the program, getting started on yet another broadcast week. We continue on with more of the programming. We thank everybody for joining us, radio, TV, internet, all across the country. I'm Johnny Dean here, bringing you the best in money information and money strategies with my buddy here, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. This is our brain trust, of course, as we're known. If you're new to the program, that's what we're called. We're going to get started with a discussion on these structured notes that you've been hearing us talk about from time to time. And we do get quite a bit of interest on this. There are certain investments that could act as a stock or a bond alternative, perhaps. Products that are structured, as they say, to lose less with the potential to get more on the upside. Of course, the upside is capped, too. Now, if you're willing to accept a bit more risk on the downside, there is potential to have a better risk-adjusted return on the other side. So we're going to tell you what these products are. We're going to tell you how they may or they may not work for you. And that's all coming up here with the Professor of Plum. If you got any money issues that need to be taken care of right now, you can just give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Lines open right now at the start of the show, 877-752-6637. You can also email us here in the studio at wealthed.com, our website. Just look for the Find Your Answer link there near the upper part of the page. Click on that and send it to us here in the studio. We'll get to some of those emails probably next hour. Now, Professor Plum is here, and we're going to make a good use out of him. This is what we do, so we're going to get things going right now. Remember, if you want to talk to any Brain Trust advisor about your portfolio, if you need the advice, the experience of the Brain Trust, I would suggest you do. You give them a call at Lucia Capital Group at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Your Buckets plan should be tailored to meet your specific goals. Of course, you know no two plans are alike. No piece of advice is ever right for every single person. And that's why we talk about that on the show. That's why we do what we do on the show. Again, the number at Lucia Capital Group, off the air, 800-644-1150. Our number here in the studio. Give us a call with any money question you have, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Now, we're going to be talking about structured notes here. And I need to just say very quickly on structured notes that these structured notes, the equity index annuities and variable annuities discussed are considered complex investment products, which is true. They contain unique features, risks, terms, conditions, fees, charges, and expenses. So I would suggest that if you're interested in this stuff, and a lot of people are, Professor Plum.
Very much so, yes.
And I think the reason is because, you know, nobody likes to lose. We saw this, how painful it was back in the, 2008 crash, of course, and prior to that in 2000, 2001. I think the problem with people is the pain of losing outweighs the joys of winning. And I think I'd suggest it's because if you put your money into something that it goes sky high, you say, should have put twice as much in. I mean, it's nice, but man, what I could have had.
Well, and a lot of that has to do with also, we understand that at least we should understand that there's risk with the potential return. And in the old days, we used to be able to back down that risk by going to a different asset class, like a bond portfolio or something of that nature. But to do so now requires a huge drop in return potential. But unfortunately, also, those types of investments have increased their volatility comparable to their return. So we go from either full market exposure, where we have a reasonable potential, but quite a bit of variability, and to something that has very little return potential with very little, you know, volatility or guarantees, and there's really nothing in the middle anymore. And so we either have to take on the entire risk of the market or back away to getting no return to get away from that risk. There's nothing in the middle where we have a little bit of risk, but, you know, maybe a little capped on the upside. It used to be we could go to bonds and we get 5 or 6% with a little bit of volatility, but now we're getting 2, 3, 4%, and that 4% has a lot of risk to it with the potential, maybe not in the super near future, that interest rates on the long term are going to go up, but at some point in the future, they're hopefully going to have to go up. And so that's where the risk in that particular area. And so the amount of return that we're able to get based on the amount of risk that we're taking, we're just not being rewarded for the risk, you know, side of the equation.
You either have people dumping their money into the stock market, which is where it seems to be where all the return is and has been
potential
for the last
return.
For the last 6 years, as it turned out, it has been. And or if they want to don't want to go into that, what are they going to do? CDs, as you said, bonds. What are you going to get?
Bonds
1%.
Well, and the longer the bond is, the more variability, the more volatility you incur, but your upside is so capped off. I mean, so I buy a 30-year treasury and I get 3%. I buy a 30-year corporate and I get 4 or 5%, maybe 5.5%. But that has a significant amount of risk, almost as much risk if interest rates are going up as what the stock market does. So the stock market at least has a potential for getting a better rate of return than 4 or 5%. With the bonds, I'm limited unless interest rates go down. There isn't a whole lot of room down there. So I'm either limited in the return I'm going to get, but I also have a lot more risk. And it comes back to that question of how much, and this is something you should be asking yourself when you invest, how much return am I able to get for the potential risk that I'm facing? And when the risk is fairly high and the return is basically capped, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And so what we've done, what people have done, they're either going too aggressive by going 100% in the stock market with no blind, I mean, it's all in. It's either
you have 100%
risk, 100% of the upside risk, or they're going to the other side where I need a guarantee because I can get a 1 or 2%, 3, 4% if you go out really long. So what have happened is people are using these kind of bookends, and there's really nothing in the middle that people are willing to take the risk with. And so what insurance company, what we've had for quite a while are these structured notes. Now, when they're being purchased through just an individual structured note, they've been around for quite a while. And depending upon the note, they're marketed as that you can either get guarantees on them. Obviously, when they do that, the upside's limited. Or you can put some kind of a buffer on it. But the pricing was difficult. When they're selling, you know, a couple million dollars worth of these notes, you know, $100 million worth of these notes, at $5,000 and $10,000 pops, there's a lot of expense, and it's more expensive individually, and so it's difficult to get the pricing in the favor of the person that's buying it. The bank or whoever it is that's backing these notes up, putting these notes together, that's a lot of management, you know, for that part. So what insurance companies have done is said, well, we can go in and buy, $10 million at a block rather than $5,000 at a block. And so our pricing can be a little bit better. So insurance companies have wrapped these up in the form of an annuity and been able to potentially create better pricing. You know, it's just mass quantities of dollars going in and, you know, quantity discount basically. So they've been able to put together and get reasonable, you know, pricing on these. Now, they're not for everybody. And what are they? Well, they're a step above on the risk scale an index annuity, which does have a guarantee of premium, but not the full risk of the market. And that's that middle gap that people have been looking for. Mm-hmm. And so what they're doing is they're saying, if you were to use one of these structured products, you do not experience 100% of the downside risk. So there are what they call buffers on these. The buffers can be 10, 15, 20, 25, or even 30% downside buffering, which means that the amount of the buffer, if the index goes down or whatever index you're using, they're usually based on an index, there's quite a few different indexes. If it goes down by less than the buffer on the measuring period, usually a 1 year time horizon, if it goes down less than the buffer amount, you don't lose anything. Now, you didn't earn anything, but you didn't lose anything. So whether you're using a 5 or 10 or 15 or 20% buffer whatever the downside movement is, if it's less than the buffer during that measuring period, no loss. Now, the next measuring period starts with the ending point for that index at the first time of the last segment. So if it did go down 9%, that's your starting point for the next time. Does it mean it's going to go up? No, it could go down from there. But the other side is, what happens if it goes up? Now, if the market goes up, similar to an index annuity, there is a cap. Now, typically, these are all done on point-to-point contracts. So they don't have the monthly averaging and some of the more complex areas that the index annuities do. So they just look at the measuring period, point-to-point. If the index potential return is up over that period of time, you get 100% of the upside subject to a cap. Right now, index annuities, caps are in the 3 and 4% range. With the structured products, at least on the same index, you know, an S&P versus S&P, the cap may be 10 to 11%. So your upside is basically more than doubled, where your downside does have some risk, though. An index annuity, there is no risk to the principal. With a structured product, there is some risk to the downside. If the market goes down more than your buffer, you experience that excess downside. So let's assume that you have a 10% buffer. And over the measuring period, your index that you're using goes down by 12%. You had a 10% buffer. That means the first 10% didn't hurt you, but anything worse than that does. So it went down 12, you lost 2% on your principal in that particular example. On the upside, it goes up 5%, you get 5. Goes up 10%, you get 10. If the cap is 11, if it goes up 20%, you get 11, the cap. There are ways to structure these into a portfolio to help you. It's not for the super long term. It's not for the short term. It's for moderate.
Talking about buffering your losses here, 877-PLANNER. If you've got questions on this, we'll explain a little bit more. We'll give you an example, kind of like Professor Plum just did, if you need help with this. 877-PLA-NNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, we're coming right back.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 3-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
I would suggest you stay. How's that? You got a choice, right? Stay, go. All right, that's my choice. Stay. I'm staying. Plum staying. Hey, you all can stay too. 877 Planner, PLANNER. Johnny Dean and the gang answering your money questions. 877 Planner, PLANNER. You have questions on anything that we talk about, you can give us a call right now. We do have lines open for you. Now, we've been talking about these structured notes, structured products. Buffered, whatever. You've heard it by different names. Let's take an example of what we're talking about. You started to give one here, but we had to go to a break. So let's just take an example of somebody putting a certain amount of money in, whatever you want, and we're going to use, let's say in this case, a 10% buffer.
10% buffer on the downside, and the cap may be 9%, 11%. Somewhere.
These numbers could be different.
Well, and
too,
they change periodically too. They change every month or so.
Right.
And they change from product to product, and depending upon how the product is structured itself. Now, we're talking about structured notes inside of an annuity chassis. They are variable annuity chassis. Now, people will be running and screaming to the doors right now because I'm talking about a variable annuity because the fees are just too high. Well, you have to understand which product you're looking at to understand what the fees are involved in the products. Several of these types of products, although they are variable annuity structures, if you're using just these options within the annuity, there are no fees. Now, within that same annuity, you can go to a more traditional variable annuity investment, growth, bond, and other things. And if you were to move to those investments, then there would be fees associated with it, mortality and expense and other things. But if all you're doing is using it for these particular structured note segments, then there are no fees within the annuity contract. With most of them. There are some newer ones now that do have an annual mortality and expense charge like any other particular variable annuity. But what I've noticed is that you are paying a fee, but the caps are higher. The upside's better. Downside is the same buffering, either 10, 20, or 30. The upside tends to be a little bit higher. So it's all a matter of, do you want to have a higher cap but pay a fee? Or, you know, if you think the market is going to do really well, if it does what they call cap out even less than fee, you're better off than some of the ones without a fee, even if they cap out, because there's a difference, a better cap, you know, than the annual expense. Problem is they don't cap out every year, and you shouldn't expect them to cap out every year, because the market doesn't create a positive return each and every year. And that's what we're looking for. In the years where the market, or whatever index they're using, these things can be set on S&P, Russell, they can use multi-indexes. I've seen energy indexes and other things. There's lots of different indexes that you could potentially use to monitor or to invest or set your investments on. But they're also subject to cap. I thought, wow, energy, that'd be a fun one to deal with, because at the time I was looking at it, they were really, you know, energy prices were really depressed. But the cap was so low that it wasn't worth the risk returns.
And so, the reason they did that was because they had a feeling that it was going to come back up again.
And it was also expensive to buy the underlying
of
options
course.
To be able to provide for the potential returns. So most people still stay with the basics, the Russell, the S&P, and mm-hmm. the Dow and things like that, because that's where the caps are potentially in their favor. But let's say we have $100,000. We put it into the contract. And it prices usually on a specific or two sets of days every month. So I may get into it today, but it may not price for a week or so. So in the next week or so, I'm really not earning anything. But as soon as it hits the pricing date, usually like the 1st and the 15th of the month, now we've got a pricing date, and now we've got our measuring period. The measuring period is typically 1 year. So we're just going to look at that date and then a year from now. So it may be, you know, June 30th and December 30th. If I get in on August 2nd, it may be August 15th, and then whatever the corresponding year after that is. So we're looking at the 1 year time horizons. And all that matters are what the index level is at the beginning of the period and what the index level is at the end of the period. Did it create a positive result? If so, what return, how much did it increase over that period of time? You would receive a return equal to what that increase is, subject to a cap. Now, depending on what product you use, the caps on the S&P right now are, you know, maybe 9 or 10%, 11%. So if the market's up 5, if that index, I should say, is up 5, then you would get a 5% return that year. If the index is up 25, like we saw back in 2013, you're not getting the entire upside of it. You'd only get up to the cap, say 11. So you went up 11. Now on the other side, in a year like we saw from, you know, maybe June of last year to June of this year, where the market went sideways or down, you got to, if the index is equal to or less than what you started with, we have to look at how far down did it go. I have a 10% buffer on this particular one in my mind. So the first 10%, if the market's at 2,000.
When you say the market, again, we're talking about the index.
Whatever the index you've chosen. No, let's assume the S&P 500.
All right, let's say.
So let's say the S&P 500 on the measuring day at the beginning is 2,000. And on the end of the measuring period, it's at 1,900. That's a 5% downside. I don't lose any money because I had a 10% buffer. So I don't make any money that year. So whatever my value is at the beginning of the year, that's what I'm starting
the
next year.
So let's call it my hypothetical 100,000. Let's just assume it's still 100,000. Everybody else who put, you know,
is down to 95,000
straight into the S&P 500
is 95.
Again, this is illustrative only. I'm just trying to make a point with this.
And you can't actually invest in the index.
No,
you can invest in the fund of the index, but anyway,
it doesn't matter.
So what happens if it goes down more than the buffer? Okay, well, let's say that, you know, my starting point is X, and the index goes down by more than 10%. It goes down by 18%. It was a bad year. Well, I get to basically ignore the first 10, but it went down 18. So my portfolio does go down by 8%. So my $100,000 in this example would go down by 8%. So I'm now at 92,000.
But you're not down 18.
Not down 18.
You're
so
only
I'm not
down
taking,
8 because you have this 10% buffer.
I'm not taking the entire risk of the market. Now for that particular potential, you know, straight investment, if you have an investment worth $100,000 and you lose 18%, you got to get about a 21, 22% return just to get back to even. Luckily, with one of these structured products, if we have a bad year like that, 18% would be considered a relatively bad year. I'm starting the next year at the ending point for the first year, and now I've got the upside. If it does go up, I could get as much as 10, 11% the next year if it goes up by 10 or 11%. Now I'm back to even, whereas the other, you know, the straight investment required more like a 18, 20, or 21, 22% return to get back to even.
So in other words, they had to make a whole lot more than 18% just to get back to even.
We're not digging as big of a hole on the downside that we have to recover from.
Yes.
Now, does that mean that you can never lose money in these products? Now, typically, these products are structured over a 5-6 year period of time. One I know of I've seen was a 3 year period of time. You would probably want to stretch those out, but you're talking about not a short period of time. You're talking about 3, 5, 6, 7 year periods of time that you're looking at. If you try to get out of the contract completely, there's a surrender period. It's an annuity. And so, but what you can do is there are fixed options within it. There are trigger options within many of them. So if you've just, you know, if you've gone along and you've got a 5 year contract and you've capped out, you know, 3-4 years in a row and you're thinking, man, I've been on a roll, and you don't want to take the risk in the fifth year, you can just pull it out at the contract anniversary or the segment anniversary. You can put it in the fixed account. Maybe you earn 1-1.5%. But that would help you reduce the risk. There are ways to potentially work within these contracts. And so understand they are an annuity. They have a surrender period. Typically, most of them do not have annual fees, but they have caps on the upside and buffers on the downside.
Yeah, and in many cases, I mean, it's better to be down, in your example, I'd rather be down 8 than 18.
Yes.
Because I have to make up a whole lot less on the way back up. Okay, that's how these structured notes work. 877-PLANNER. Any questions you have, 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Loaded up and trucking.
Something about this song just makes me smile.
Makes you smile, makes you want to get out on the road, does it not? Oh, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there, which means that you folks got to give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Any money issue, you know, we've been talking about structured notes, but whatever issue you have, it could be retirement, could be Social Security, could be annuities, could be anything at all. You can call us right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Now, when we were talking about these structured notes, Professor Plum, one of the main points, one of the main things I think that appeal to people is the fact that losing less is a whole lot better than, you know, any gains that you might have.
Well, it's easier to create positive returns over time when you don't have to dig yourself out of a big hole. And that's what we're trying to avoid, at least with the type, with this particular type of money. This is not 20-year money. This is not money that if the hole happens, we have our time horizons set up right. This is moderate term money, 6, 7, 8-year, 9-year, 10-year money for most people. Now, I have seen people use these types, very conservative investors use these types of products for their long-term money. But, you know, most people, when they have a very long period of time, don't want the handcuffs on the top
right.
side either. They want the full potential. So what happens, though, is math hurts. And I'm not just talking about the headache that you get for trying to figure out if a train leaves Cleveland at 100 miles an hour and another one.
Right.
That's a different issue. But just the idea of math, if you lose, we were talking about a you know an 18% loss. If you have a buffer of 10% of it, your contract is only down 8. So what is the difference? I'm still down either way. One, I'm down 18. One, I'm down 8. Well, it takes a 22% return to get back to even if I have the full 18% loss. If I have the buffer in place where I only went down 8, it only takes me a 9% rate of return to get back to even. So that's what we're looking at, and we want to make sure that our upside potential allows us to recover at least those types of returns. Now, math, downside hurts more than the upside helps. You know, we've talked about it many times. A 20% reduction in value requires a 25% increase to get back to even.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're dealing with those types of returns, we want to limit that downside as much as, or if we can, but still have some upside potential. Unfortunately, the way index annuities are written today, there's no downside, but there's very little upside. And so we want to try to, so if we're going back to the original example of either full market risk or no risk, but very little return potential, we want that middle area where we're willing to take a little bit of downside risk, or at least have some buffer on the downside, but we want more upside. We want to be rewarded for the risk that we're taking. And so a lot of times, this middle area is where we look at using the annuities. Now, should you buy this inside or outside of an IRA? I don't mind buying it inside of an IRA. Depending on which one you're using, most of them don't have any fees, so I'm not paying for, you know, at least not directly, for the tax deferral. So but they can go in either place, personal or IRA.
Now, on these particular products, there's a point to point. Usually, it's a year-long measuring period. So from whatever the start date is to the end of the end date, and usually you got to keep these in the contract.
Well, there's a surrender period.
Yeah,
on
5 years,
3, 5, 6, 7, 8,
whatever it is. But I think in many of these, after you finish, call it a year, you can change the index that you're measuring. So if you don't like that one, you think maybe you can do a little bit better somewhere else.
Well, that has to do with the pricing at the time. There's several ways to look at it. Most of them have multiple different indexes that you can use. And at each annual, if you're using a one-year segment, you can switch, you know, from the S&P to the Russell, from this to the energy to this, depending upon what the new cap rates look like. Now, if you don't want to take the risk of the cap rates, some, not all of them, offer a cap rate set for, you know, even though it might be a one-year segment, it'll be set for all 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you know exactly what your cap is every year. They can't change that going forward. but you still have the one-year segments. Now, you can go with three-year and five-year segments. I'm not as big of a fan on those as the other ones, but I like the one-year segments for that moderate midterm money.
Yeah, and a good thing to do on these things, Professor Plum, is check around. You could say, okay, well, now what's going to happen? I've got to keep this for 5 years, call it.
Right.
5 years. And, you know, how often in history have we had X number of down years in the market?
Well, the worst period of time to have one of these types of products would have been, you know, buying it at the beginning of 2000. Because 2000 was down.
Yes.
2001 was down. 2002 was flat or down.
Yes.
So, but we rarely have 3 years in a row. But it can happen. Obviously, it has happened.
Sure.
But, you know, even buying this at the beginning of 2007. 2007 was basically a flat year. 2008 was a down year. 2009, if you look at January through December, was actually an up year, although the first 3 months of it were very down. So it was, you had a couple bad years, but it wasn't as, even though it was a huge down, it wasn't the worst thing in the world. So it's, yeah. But there is risk to
sure,
these.
There
I'm
is
not
risk
saying there's
these.
No risk.
But what I like about them is that at least if everybody's down, you know, the same amount, I'm going to have that 10% potential if I use this 10%, a 10% buffer where I have to make less in order to get back to even. All right, 877-PLANNER. Let's take some more phone calls. 877-752-6637. Back to the phones we go. Alexander is next in Augusta, Georgia. Hello, Alexander.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm fine.
How can we help you, my friend?
Yeah, so I'm just wondering. I don't invest in anything because I'm afraid of them. The market or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is there anything out there an individual can invest in without losing that money?
Well, sure, there are things you can invest in without losing money. Obviously, CDs are guaranteed by the government. Fixed annuities are guaranteed not to lose money. They're guaranteed by the insurance company. Fixed index annuities are guaranteed principal and have maybe a 2, 3, 4% upside potential. A bond, you know, from the federal government is guaranteed to pay out its interest and pay back its face amount at the end of time. So there are things. Now, the rates of return, they're not all that attractive. On a CD, what are you earning? 1 to 2% if you go out, you know, 1 to 3 to 4 years or so. On a fixed annuity, typically the shortest you're going to do there is 3 years. You're probably high ones, maybe 2% there. 5 year, maybe 2.5. You're getting up a little bit above what CDs are doing. Index annuity have cap rates of maybe 4%, so you expect to get maybe a 2.5 to 3% rate of return over 5, 6, 7 year period of time. A 10-year treasury is, you know, today it's at, you know, less than 1.7%. Or you go with a AAA rated corporate bond, you can get up a little bit more. But you're not, I mean, it depends on the return that you're going to do, what you want.
Yeah, they're not going to make much. This return doesn't really matter to you, though, Alexandra, is that correct?
Yeah. It doesn't. It just says I have a lot of money in my checking, and I like to put it somewhere where I at least earn something.
Right. So I would look at, you know, keeping what I need for a little bit more than what I need for my month-to-month operations in the checking account. I'd keep my emergency fund in maybe one of the online FDIC-insured bank accounts that could get me maybe 1%, 0.9%. I'd start looking at maybe some fixed or fixed index annuities for some of the money, and just start taking my steps that way. That make it life easy. Now, how old are you, Alexander?
I'm 67.
67, okay. An annuity may make some sense because you don't have to worry about the age 59 and a half. You can get to your interest and maybe even 10% of your principal or up to 10% of the contract value every year. So there is marginal liquidity for the first several years, full liquidity after several years. So we just have to look at surrender charges. But those are the things I would look at for no risk to principal investments. Something with FDIC insurance or something that's backed by a very large, well-rated insurance company.
Oh, okay. You just gave me a good education there. I'll start looking into something.
Yeah, you're okay. You're completely risk averse, I guess. Is that correct, Alexander?
Beg your pardon?
You don't want to take any risk whatsoever.
Yes, sir. I don't want to take any risk whatsoever. I just realized that there's a lot of extra money in my checking account that I'm really using.
Right.
Okay.
It affects me, my living condition. I just want to put it someplace to at least draw something, because the bank is not giving me nothing.
Right.
Yeah, that's the problem right now. Well, Alexander, good luck to you. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Now, once again, here's a case of somebody who...
Not willing to take the buffer.
No, and he's not willing to do this. He doesn't care about the upside, obviously.
I mean, he cares about it, but he's more worried about the downsides, as you started talking at the beginning of the hour.
Right.
We're, in many cases, much more worried about losing money than gaining a lot of money. The gain is just not as joyful as the loss is painful.
No, and as I said, I suspect it's because anytime there's a gain involved, you sort of think to yourself, well, that's nice, but man, I mean, I should have put all my money into this. So while the gain is okay, it still isn't all that nice because I could have done more. On the other hand, when you put money into something and you put $100,000 or $10,000 or $1,000, I don't care how much it is, but you see it cut down by 10, 20, 30, 50% or more in some cases, just the pain of doing so, it just gets to you. You know, I completely understand that. I like guarantees in life. All right, that's me.
There are no guarantees in life.
There are no guarantees, but you can get certain guarantees
on investments.
But understand that
Giving up the upside.
You are giving up the upside, and so there are people that are like that, and there's nothing wrong with that. All right, Vicente, hang on. We'll get to your question next. Got to take a quick break. Talk about starting a business. 877 Planner. We got more to talk about. Some of your emails to get to as well. Other topics. Buffered notes, structured notes, products. This is all coming up. And when we come back, along with your phone calls, 877-PLANNER, it is Bucket Strategy Investing. Don't go away.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at NAPA. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars. Premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart. Even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's NAPA know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening.
Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Okay, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, and talking to you about your money. Another hour coming up, too, in many areas across the country, so stick around for much more of what you're getting here on this program. 877-752-6637. Emails, you send those to us at our website, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. Let's move along next, as promised, to Vicente in North Augusta, South Carolina. Hello, Vicente.
Hello, my name is Vicente Montoyer.
Yeah, yes. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I got two questions. I'm going to make them brief. I know y'all.
Uh-oh.
First of all, I'm trying to start my own business, but I don't know where to begin.
As far as starting a business, you start getting clients. Do you need any specific licensing to do the business you want? Do you have any experience in the business you want? Maybe you start with as an employee of another business and start branching out, for some work for somebody else in the area and get some experience and then start your own. So that would be one way to look at it. As far as once you've got the clients, once you've got the licensing and you've got a little bit of ongoing, business going, now we look at, do you do some form of a business structure? Do you continue on as a sole proprietor? Do you create an LLC? Do you create an S corp or something of that nature? But first, we got to figure out if we want to get this business up and running. Figure out, do we have the necessary backing to be able to make it work? And so, do you have the experience or the knowledge to make it work? Are you working in the industry that you want to start a business in already?
Well, the answer to that is part of another question. The other question. I'm still trying to go for my GED, but I'm trying to get enough money so I can get my GED so I can start my own business.
Okay.
How do I do that? Because I've applied everywhere in North Augusta and Aiken. A few of those places barred me because I was homeless trying to apply, and I guess I wasn't smelling right.
Yeah, I don't know any place, unlike college, I don't know any place that'll give you a grant to help you get your GED. So unfortunately, that one you're just going to have to get a job. To help pay your way into, cover yourself, make sure you have an address so that you're not listed as the homeless individual, that you have an address that you can, pay the bills, and then work with a local call. It shouldn't be too expensive to get the GED. The problem is you have to have a residency to be able to do it, my understanding at least. So.
Yeah, and there are ways to get a residency, Vicente. I'm thinking that, because I've known people who've been in similar situations. As this, Professor Plum, maybe not so much on the homeless part, but certainly from trying to get a GED. And as I recall, I don't know that it really costs. The cost was minimal, if anything.
Not for the GED, because we are entitled to a public education.
Right.
at least high, up through high school.
Up through high school, yeah.
There are requirements. So talk to the local school. Go to the local counselor at the local high school and say, here's what's going on. Here's what my background was and the problems I've had. I'm overcoming those. I'm working, but I want to get my GED.
Yeah.
How do I go about doing it?
Yeah, so Vicente, there are a lot of programs out there that are aimed to help people like you do exactly what it is you're going to do.
And a GED is going to be helpful.
A GED is going to be really helpful in that regard. See, what they look for, I think, Professor Plum, and thanks for the call, Vicente. I think what they look for is people who say, look, I want to make something better. You know, in his case, says, I want to start a business. I want to do this. I need to get some help. Well, I think there are people out there that are more than willing to at least give you a hand.
But I've also heard of people who don't even have a GED who find a niche in a market. Maybe they, this gentleman actually ended up with a GED, but I remember a guy who got thrown out of high school many times because he just didn't show up. Well, what he was doing was working.
Right.
And it wasn't that he was homeless, but he was working and he school didn't really do much for him. He enjoyed the work. And he
exactly
and
even
he found a, he yeah. found a niche, but he had the experience and he had the people that hired him to get the experience, and then he formed his own business after that. But it was a matter of he was very driven, very hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
He just hated school, which is not that uncommon.
Of course, it's not that uncommon. I mean, you have somebody who you mentioned this, and I had known. In fact, the guy I've done business with before who owns his own mechanic shop.
Yeah.
Now he was
really
into that. That was it. Biology and chemistry,
English,
history. I don't know from that, and frankly, I don't care. So he eventually passed, so he got his high school degree. But that was it. That was it. Yeah, he finished. He actually did wind up finishing high school. I think it was a continuation school. But anyway, everybody wrote this fella off.
Right.
And he said, hey, yeah, you're not going to. Well, guess what? I mean, he owns one and I think maybe a second shop.
Yeah, this gentleman that I was talking about went into a specific niche construction trade,
mm-hmm.
and he was not just making six figures, he was making high six figures when he was in his late 30s.
Yeah.
I mean, he was doing really well, and he was also very, he had quite a bit of common sense. He wasn't overly extended. He was doing very well. The college degree doesn't mean that you're going to be rich. The college degree helps. In many cases, it can help you get a job, but it doesn't make you rich. Having a niche and heck of a work.
Well, that's right.
Heck of a work ethic is what makes you rich.
Well, and how many people that graduated from law school have we seen? That did get a college degree, went on and got their law school, their JD or whatever it is, and they have all this debt and they can't repay it. I mean, they're basically underwater.
Yeah, the two or three people I know that are really that were in my grade, that were close to my grade, whatever, that are truly super wealthy now, mm-hmm. what I would consider wealthy. Okay, not $100 million, but wealthy.
Yeah,
multiple millions. None of them have college degrees.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
They started a business.
Exactly.
They worked their ever-loving tail off, and they've built something up that now creates a very nice revenue for them and has created a very nice net worth for them over time.
Yeah, so as you said, there is no guarantee. Now, I think the GED is probably... Yeah.
One of them got the GED after the fact.
Yes.
The other one graduated normal, high school on time and everything. But neither one of them. One of them went to college for several years, but then got too wrapped up in his work that he never finished the college.
Well, exactly. Now you have a doctor or a lawyer.
They got to have a degrees.
I mean, you have to have licenses and all that stuff. So if I'm going to go to one of those, I want somebody who's certified. Yes, you have to have a degree for that. But there are other things where I say, look, you know what? I'm not even going to ask you where you went to school or how much schooling you got. Can you do X such and such a job that I need done?
And as you finish those jobs with a good reputation, you start building up and doing more. Mm-hmm. Starting a business is tough. I mean, it's not something I want to do. It's tough.
It is tough. Anyway, so Vicente, good luck to you. It's kind of the long answer to what you were talking about. We don't talk a whole lot about that. We kind of tend to talk on the other side of this.
And college degrees are very good for anybody who doesn't have that mm-hmm. passion drive to become an entrepreneur, to start their own business. And in many cases, it's how you get the job. And it's not necessarily the degree so much as, do you have one? Because they won't even talk to you if you don't. But that's to be an employee.
Exactly. All right. 877 Planner. We're out of time for this hour. We're going to have another hour coming up in just a second. If you need the Brain Trust for any reason, talk to the advisors at Lucia Capital Group off the air about your situation. 800-644-1150. Maybe you need a strategy put together or you want to learn more about these buffered products. You can go to riskbuffer.com, by the way, or call 800-644-1150. Coming back with more right after this.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.